Morning, dude. Did your sister leave already? Oh, shit. Is that hangover food? And coffee, too. Wow, you've got me all figured out. Hey, can I borrow your phone real quick? I think that someone might have stolen mine last night. Or it fell into a black hole somewhere. Thanks, man. I just need to call my mom real fast. You know how she is. Go on, go. Focus on cooking. Hey, Mom. It's me. Yeah, I'm fine. I just had a few too many to drink and ended up sleeping at my friend's house. I know, Mom, I know. I'm fine. Her brother's even making me breakfast. Yes, Mom, he's such a good boy. What? Mom, no. Yuck. Ugh. I'll be home later, okay? Love you. She says hi. So anyway, do you mind if I try to find my phone with yours? Cool. Thanks, dude. Wait, when did you get Hannah's number? Oh. My. God. Dude, what the fuck? No. No, man, it's nothing, really. It's just... I accidentally saw your dick pics. Awkward. No, dude, I'm not laughing at you. It looked nice, like, super nice. I just, yeah. Wow. I can't believe you sent them to Hannah. Like, dude, you know she's a total weirdo, right? Yeah, man, she's sort of like a prude that collects dick pics. It's not a weird fetish thing either. I think she really likes the attention. She's like the I'm better than everyone else type, I guess. Yeah, dude, good job there. Don't blush. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. Dude, don't worry. I won't tell your sister. I'd never hurt her feelings like that. Especially after you made breakfast for me. Come here, you. So yeah, I should get back to finding my phone. I promise I won't peek at your stuff again. Fuck it. Fucking shit. Damn, dude. Oh, wow. Jesus Christ, wow. Yeah, I found it. It was dead, so I helped myself to your charger. So, hey, listen. Can we talk? Oh, God, your eyes blew wide open when I said that. Well, hold your horses. Just sit down with me. I want to talk. Come on. We've known each other since, like, what? God, the fourth grade? I think I met your sister a bit earlier than that, but we've always been taking care of her, huh? Hell, she used to call me Mom because I'm a bit older than her, and, you know, in a way, I am. I'm always there when she's in trouble, and so are you, actually. We're kind of like mother and father to her in that way, aren't we? I mean, we've been through some real tough shit together, but I've never actually thought of you like a brother. But, like, as a friend. A really good friend. A friend who's always been there, you know? I'm saying that because I don't want this to be weird with me seeing your dick pics and all. Dude, that kind of stuff, it just sticks with you. When I close my eyes, I bet I'm gonna see your big old dick flapping around. So, yeah, I never thought of you as a brother, but rather as a friend. I just want to clear that up because, you know, they say that true friends are supposed to be able to do things for each other that no one else can. I mean, I know who'd let me crash at their place, but you're the only one who actually cooked for me afterwards. Not even your sister does that. That's really sweet of you, and I feel like I should do something that nobody else can do for you. How about I try deep-throating you? Yeah. Deep throat you. I mean, our relationship's already crossed some boundaries by me seeing your dick pics. It's not like we're going to be a couple or anything like that. Just a little, well, a lot of deep throating. Come on. It's already kind of weird for me. Sucking you off isn't going to be that much weirder. Besides, I only saw your dick pics for like a few seconds, but I'd bet that no girl has ever fit that whole thing in their throat. I mean, even Hannah said she was shocked, and her hobby is collecting dick pics from horny dudes around town. Please. Deep-throating big things is like one of the things I'm actually good at. Not gonna lie. Hey, I'm not like that. I practice on some pretty big bananas is all. Your sister's tried too, actually. Oh, God. Oh, you should see the look on your face. Oh, God, you look so cute when you're flustered. Oh, so come on. What do you say? Would you rather I lecture you about medieval European religious anthropology? Cool. Cool. I'm glad you feel the same way, too. So let's slip these off you now. Holy shit. I was impressed when I saw your dick pics, but... in person? Oh, God, you look so much bigger than in those pictures. And you're not even hard yet. Jesus Christ, it's already bigger than any guy I've ever been with. Fuck, it feels so heavy, too. How have you not locked down a girl all this time? There's probably hundreds of girls around campus who'd want to try this. Wait, wow, really? You've only been with that nerdy girl back in high school? Shit, dude. Well, actually, from reading your text with Hannah, you don't really have much game, do you? Oh, okay. Okay, I guess now's a good time to confess. I kinda sorta looked at your dick pics again when I was looking for my phone. Like, all of them. To be honest, you should spruce things up a bit and use different angles or something. Oh, yeah, sorry, dude, but I just, you know, so curious and intrigued. Besides, not every woman wants a flirty guy. Some girls absolutely adore nice gestures like breakfast in bed, a monogrammed mug, or a shoulder to cry on. I mean, as long as you can fuck her brains out, either way is fine, really. And with how big you are, that should be easy. Oh, has any girl even tried to suck you off, though, dude? Like, for real? I bet most of them can't get past the head. You're just so big. Dude, you know, and I know, that that's not a blowjob. She's super brave to try, but you need someone with experience to even attempt to handle that monster. And Hannah? You should have told me or your sister that you were trying to go there, and we could have saved you the trouble. She wouldn't let a dick half your size go near her, so you wouldn't even have a chance. She'd probably tell you to jerk off and call it a night. Never mind the fact that she doesn't even suck dick. How lame would that be, huh? I know, at least half a dozen slutty bitches who would die for a night with this thing. No strings attached. And you chase after Hannah instead? You'd at least call me tomorrow, right? We'll see. No promises, though. Just focus on getting hard for me first. I've never been with a guy as long as you are. And it's already getting so big and fat in my hands. I can't wait till it's at full mast so I can start sucking on it, drool all over it, gag on it, deep throat it. Look how big this thing is. Fuck. And hard, too. You know? I heard that big dicks were supposed to be kind of soft, but you're getting so big and hard for me. It's actually really incredible. I bet it'd feel more incredible hitting the back of my throat, though. Oh, it'll happen. I've deep-throated some really big fruit in my time. Just nothing as big and warm and full of cum as your dick is. Have you even gone balls deep inside a girl before? I don't blame her either. But you'll be balls deep inside my mouth today. Fuck, you're fully hard now, aren't you? It's such a gorgeous looking cock, too. Much better than those shitty camera angles you tried to show it off with. Wow. Really? This is the fastest you've ever gotten hard? Me talking dirty got you good, didn't it? I guess you're as excited as I am. Just let me put my hair up first. There we go. Ponytail? Check. Choker? Check. You ready for my head game, big guy? You've never had morning head, huh? It shows. You're leaking so much pre-cum. Fuck, you're making my jaw sore already, and I haven't even tried deep throating yet. Can we take a break? Whew. So you get one. Which part of my body do you want to see? Don't get too excited, man. I just need to keep you hard while my mouth rests. My ass it is, then. Jeez. You must wanted to see my booty for a long time, huh? Weren't my Instagram posts enough? Good point. I guess you can't see my ass like this on there. Yeah, I did get kind of wet sucking you off, but this hangover and your big cock, you might actually fuck my brains out. Yeah, I shaved it last night or the night before. Anyways, I thought I was going to get laid, but I kind of just passed out on your couch instead. Pretty shitty, huh? But at least you get to see my pussy. I haven't been fucked in a while, too, so it's really tight. I bet you want to be in it. Stretching me out and making me scream. But any slut can do that for you. I want to do something no one else can do for you. So you are just getting a nice, messy blowjob today. Besides, your dick's so big that it'd take us long to get you in there. I'd just be squirming and hollering, and you'd just be struggling to get off. Worshipping that huge, beautiful cock is just way more fun than that, don't you think? You can grab my butt while I suck you off, at least. Okay, let's go again. Oh, fuck. How far did I get? I told you I'd deep throat you. It's just not your entire cock, but I'm just getting warmed up. Oh, see? Oh, that was farther after all, wasn't it? This choker is my black belt in dick sucking after all. Okay. Are you getting close? Oh, I felt it throb. Oh, holy fuck. That was your whole dick, wasn't it? Oh, I'm really proud of myself, I'm not gonna lie. Biggest thing I've ever deep-throated, by far. And all of this because of how nosy I was. I guess I'm more throaty, though, aren't I? Let me suck your balls, too. God, they look so big and juicy right now with my spit running down them. Oh, you're getting really close, aren't you? Oh, jeez. How nice of you to ask. I want your cum in my mouth, big guy. I love cum. And I'm dying to taste yours. It's better than any hangover food. No offense. Wow. Fantastic tasting cum, dude. It's definitely top 10. Oh, I haven't tasted cum in a while, so there's a lot of competition. So, do you want my breakfast sausage now that I've had yours?